Thank you and good afternoon. Around 5 o'clock this morning, Fortuna police officers found a woman on the side of the street in the 3900 block of Ronerville Road, who was suffering from multiple stab wounds. When officers contacted the 29-year-old victim, she was slipping in and out of consciousness, and she was transported to Redwood Memorial Hospital where she underwent emergency surgery. After surgery, she was airlifted to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. However, she remains in critical condition. The identity of the victim remains withheld at this time, and the details surrounding the incident and what led up to the injury sustained remain unknown. For the second time this week, 41-year-old Charles Gay was booked into Humboldt County Jail after having drugs in his possession around 1 o'clock this morning. Gay was out on bail from his previous arrest on Tuesday after having heroin, marijuana, and a loaded gun in his possession at a Broadway motel. This morning, officers found Gay asleep inside of his vehicle at a parking lot near the Styles for Less store on Broadway and located over 6 ounces of heroin in plain sight. A search of Gay's vehicle turned up over a pound of marijuana, cash, and scales, and he was booked into county jail on numerous drug charges. After reviewing the charges, a Humboldt County Superior Court judge denied Gay the ability to post bail. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for two white male suspects who are connected with an armed robbery committed at a residence in McKinleyville early Thursday morning. Around 4 a.m., deputies responded to the home in the 2300 block of McKinleyville Avenue and spoke with the male and female victims. The two suspects forced their way into the home and held the woman at gunpoint, taking her belongings, and the male victim reported that an assault rifle and marijuana from a 215-compliant grow site was stolen as well. The two suspects remain at large and could possibly be driving a white Jaguar. They are considered armed and dangerous. A 61-year-old Eureka man remains in critical condition after sustaining major head trauma in a vehicle versus pedestrian collision on 4th Street Thursday afternoon. The victim was walking across the crosswalk on 4th Street when a Dodge pickup driven by a 58-year-old man turned onto O Street and struck the victim. The 61-year-old victim sustained major head trauma in the crash, and he was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment, where he is currently in critical condition. The Eureka Police Department are continuing their investigation into the crash. This upcoming Monday, the City of Arcata will hold a public meeting at City Council Chambers as they gather input from the community regarding the Medical Marijuana Innovation Zone. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer, along with other city officials, will be on hand to discuss proposed application and operation requirements, as well as sustainability practices, permits, and fees. The meeting will begin at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Monday, followed with another meeting the following week. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news on state gas prices.
State Republican Assemblymember Tom Lackey from Palmdale has introduced a bill that would require greater transparency in how much cap-and-trade regulations add to the price of a gallon of fuel in the state. Californians pay almost 70 cents more per gallon for fuel than the national average, and fuel suppliers are required to purchase emission credits under the Air Resources Board cap-and-trade program. It's estimated that will add another 13 cents in tax to a gallon of gas by 2020, and Lackey's bill would have gas station owners post an estimated cost per gallon from the cap-and-trade program, where they already display the cost of state and federal taxes.
Thank you, Dan. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has awarded the Trinity County Collaborative nearly $550,000 for projects to improve forest health, reduce wildfire risk, and to improve the county's rural economy. The funding comes from the Joint Chief Grants Program, which is offered by the U.S. Forest Service and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Congressman Jared Huffman, who made the announcement this afternoon, said the following statement: "These much-needed funds will help get critical work done for our national forest, which face risk due to past management." Trinity County Supervisor Judy Morris said that there is still hard work ahead, and it feels great to have these new resources in hand to kickstart that process and to accomplish some much-needed work in our forest. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.